Australian social researcher Hugh Mackay highlights a modern dilemma. We're more connected than ever through social media, yet we feel increasingly isolated. This kind of social loneliness isn't just a downer. I mean, it can harm our physical and mental health, impacting everything from blood pressure to our immune function. Brain fog. Real face-to-face time with others can counter these effects, boosting our overall well-being. The fourth Sunday of Lent's Gospel has Jesus telling the story of the prodigal son who leaves his family and friends, squanders his inheritance on wild living far from home. When he's down to nothing and socially isolated, he returns, ashamed and expecting rejection. Instead, his father welcomes him home with open arms. It's a powerful reminder. No matter how far we stray, we can always come back to family, to community. This story and studies remind us that genuine connections are crucial for our physical, mental, and spiritual health.
How do I embrace those who have nowhere to turn? Hello, my name is Linda Abbott and I am a service leader for CHSP clients in aged care and housing based at our Aspley hub. I've been with Centrecare Community Services for 27 years, having worked in various roles throughout my career. I work alongside a dedicated Centrecare team, including intake, rostering, my peers, our manager, and especially the support workers who deliver the services. Together we ensure we meet each client's individual needs and work with them to achieve their personal goals. A typical day for me involves collaborating with different departments across the community sector to ensure our clients' needs are met. When I reflect on the question, how do I embrace those who have nowhere to turn? I realise that embracing those in need has been the core of my career and Centrecare's work. Many of our clients are socially isolated, lack family connections, or face physical or mental impairments. For many, Centrecare is the only positive force in their lives. One of the key aspects of my role is reaching out to clients who need assistance to stay in their homes. Whether it's regular podiatry visits, help with household tasks, or more complex services like personal care and medication management. A big part of what I do is making sure clients understand the services available to them and how to access any additional support they may need. In addition to my other responsibilities, I also manage the Aspley Hub, a safe space where clients can spend their day. For a first-time visitor, walking into the hub can be an anxious experience. To help ease that, we take extra steps to welcome them, giving them a tour of the hub and pairing them with a client who shares similar interests, making sure they feel comfortable and supported. Another way we embrace those in need is by supporting the carers. We recognise that they too need a break from their caregiving duties and time to focus on their own well-being. By taking care of their loved ones, we give carers peace of mind, knowing their family member is safe and enjoying the company of others. No matter who our clients are or what their circumstances may be, my goal is to surround them with care and support. I firmly believe that well-supported staff lead to happy, engaged clients. That's why we make it a priority to listen to our staff, valuing their insights, concerns, and suggestions to ensure the best possible outcomes for our clients. At the end of the day, if a client leaves the hub with a smile on their face, or if an in-home client is able to remain in the community of their choice, I know I've done my job. That's the goal that motivates me and my team every single day. Thank you.